That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So no one told you this product would be this way. Arrive late, it's great. Or maybe it's just okay. You just wish maybe you had read some more before you added it to your cart. It shipped and arrived at your door. This is Review Review with Riley and Spaw. This is Review Review. It'll make you guffaw. This is Review Review. And Alfred's here too.
Yeah! I love that one!
That was a good one. They're always
cool. Oh my god, that was from Jacob!
Thanks, Jacob.
So Jacob says, hey Riley and Alfred, love the podcast. I've been sitting on this intro for a bit and kept forgetting to send it in.
What?
Your plea on the last episode really motivated me. Finally motivated me. Hope you enjoy. Also, don't have any online projects to shout out, but my improv team, Stage Against the Machine, at Stage Against the Machine on Instagram, does regular shows in Cleveland, so giving them a shout out. And then he says, and also, if Alfred mentions it, yes, we know there's another improv group in Chicago called Stage Against
the Machine. Was going to say.
He had the name first. Thanks for
I was
great
literally
going to
say, I know some people who are in Stage Against the Machine, but I know the Chicago one, so.
Yes, you sure do.
Don't
I got COVID.
Me. Don't patronize me. You have COVID. You're not allowed to patronize
me. I have COVID.
Me.
Remember how last week I was like, ooh, am I going to get it? I got it. It got me. I got
what
for
COVID?
A second time. And
what's it like round
but
two?
I'm,
do you feel like
round two much easier?
Right.
Knock on wood. I'm just congested now. Like I've just been congested for the past couple of days. The first day took me out. I was down for the count. Couldn't do anything. I took a test. Immediate bright red line. I'm like, got it. Got back into bed.
That's the best feeling.
And sorry.
That's the best feeling.
What's the best feeling?
When it's a bright red line.
No, I actually don't think so.
Because it's like the waiting is finally over.
The waiting is finally
over? But you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, when you feel like you know you have it.
Oh, 100%.
And you're like
100%.
Taking the test and it's negative and you're like, at this point, I just wish it would be positive. You know what
yes.
I mean? In a way.
Yes.
And then you
because
finally...
it's that weird limbo.
There is a weird relief yeah. to seeing the red line. Because you're like, I
you're
already
like, cool,
knew
now
this.
Now I can just take
I already
care
knew
of myself.
This.
Yep.
And it's
yep.
like, now we can yep. start moving forward, but we couldn't start moving forward until we saw the red line.
Exactly.
The Chicago
red line. So I'm on day five. I'm just congested, but other than that, totally fine, which I'm very grateful for. So yeah, so if you're like, oh, why does Riley's voice sound like not
fucked
any
up.
Less beautiful, but like
ugly
I guess a little
fucked.
Augmented? That's
augmented?
Why. Yeah.
If I sound a little augment like a robot would sound.
If I sound a little augmented. Alf, what's new with you? So obviously I jumped in. I have COVID right now currently.
Well,
and what's new with you?
The
Do
real,
you have COVID or no?
No, I don't have COVID because I'm careful.
Because you've already had it twice.
Yes, two times.
I'm also very careful.
No, you're not. You go and lick
I literally am.
You lick the sidewalk every day like a
but,
snail.
But like carefully. Like a snail.
Remember how Jeff has had it like 8 times? So at least there's that.
Yeah.
You have so many more before you catch up with him. But yeah, we're tied now. That's kind of cute, right?
Twinning. What's new with you?
Not much is new with me, man. It's fucking hot as hell again here, even though it's September. It's 92 degrees in Chicago in September. Check, please.
I'm going to take that to go.
I'll be needing a box. Thank you very much.
I had a panic attack about climate crisis last week.
Oh, you shouldn't do that. That's not good for you. You wouldn't be doing that if you were taking care of yourself.
You wouldn't be doing that if you didn't have COVID. Actually, that night that I had a panic attack about that was the night I was exposed.
Wow. Well, makes you think maybe if you hadn't had the panic attack, your immune system would have been stronger and you wouldn't have contracted it at all.
So just don't have anxiety.
So just go ahead and drop that anxiety disorder right in the bin.
Yeah.
But I'm good. You know, it's a long weekend, Labor Day weekend. You know what I mean?
And how are you celebrating?
I'm going into labor. Day weekend.
Oh my God. Congratulations.
Thank you. I have a baby.
I know.
If I had a baby, what do you think I would name it? Knowing me as well as you do, what do you think I would name a baby?
You would name the baby like Wimbledon.
Wimbledon. You're Wimbledon.
Yeah, and you'd call it like a horse.
I'd call it like a horse. Whole apple for you, Wimbledon. Here you go.
Wimbledon. Wimbledon. Whoa. Shh.
You ever play tennis?
Whoa. I did.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me.
What is that supposed to mean?
You just have tennis, you know, kind of written all
over
you.
I don't like a team sport. I don't
fucking
like...
Fucking hell, yeah.
I never liked a team sport growing up. I liked only to rely on myself because it's like if I lost, then it was like, that's just me. But if I lost on a team, then it was like, would you believe that in fourth grade I was on a basketball team? Would
no,
you believe that?
I would not. You're lying.
Well, I was. No, I was. And
what did you say you were on the team?
Lived.
You were like sitting in the stands. You were like, can I play, guys? Guys,
no,
I
very
play?
Much played games against other fourth graders.
You got play time? No, I've heard everything.
Because, again, my fourth grade was only like 20 people total.
Uh-huh.
And so anyone could join the team.
I'm sorry. I have to open the Spindrift quickly. There we go.
That's nice.
ASMR.
And so I'm sorry again for the congestion. So I did get playtime because everyone got playtime. And I didn't like a team sport because if I did poorly, then it brought the team down. And I didn't like that kind of responsibility.
That makes a lot of sense. But speaking of playtime is over.
Do you like team sports?
I like team sports when I win the big game for everybody. And
yeah,
I kind of get put on the big shoulders of the big jock and he runs me around and I go, I did it. I'm the champion. And then everybody in town gives me money and flowers. That's when I like a team sport.
You want a ticker tape parade.
Yes, I would like to be given the keys to the city.
Well, speaking of key to the city, more like a key to your immune system getting back on track.
Not your best, not your worst.
Okay, fine. Give me a different jumping off point.
Okay. But yeah,
give a suggestion. Get a suggestion from the audience.
Can we get a suggestion? What's something you're really hoping you get to say? My boss is dick and balls. Okay, I heard this guy's boss is dick and balls.
Speaking of bosses, dick and balls. Speaking of, no, I don't like that one. Different
Why,
one.
Why? Because it was blue.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. New choice. can we get a suggestion from the audience of something you always wished you had for your birthday, but no one ever gave you?
A pizza party.
This guy's pizza party. I heard this guy's pizza party.
Speaking of this guy's pizza party, I know a couple toppings that you would not want to see on a pizza pie. We're talking vitamin C gummies.
Woo!
We did not do, shocker, we did not harvest ideas.
Ew, don't say harvest.
Topics for this week.
Solicit.
Because Alf did insist that we do a COVID themed.
Because you have COVID. It's the most interesting thing that's happened to either of us in months. Every week you go, what was your week like? And I go, it was hot.
I had a Dunkin'.
Or I go, it was cold. I like when it is cold, but not too cold, or hot, but not too hot. And I go, what's up with you? And you talk about some panic attack you had. And then we do that every single week. And now, finally, you have COVID.
Finally, you have something to talk
about.
Finally, something interesting is happening. So we're talking vitamin C gummies. Because I have been taking 2 vitamin C gummies a day. And the brand that I got, just got it from CVS. Delicious.
What was the brand?
You know what? It's not in the room with me right now, and I forget the name. It's like a green bottle. That's not the COVID.
The memory
I just
loss
never
is the COVID.
Brand. Whenever I have like a bad moment in this improv we're about to do, yeah. I'm just going to blame it on COVID brain fog.
Absolutely. And whenever I have a bad moment in this improv, know that it's because I'm distracted because I'm so worried about my friend Riley.
Yes. I'm good. I'm on the up and up.
Brain fog. Oh, it's so sweet. She thinks she's doing better. It's tragic.
So this vitamin C gummy that I have, I love a gummy vitamin. Love a gummy vitamin.
Absolutely.
This one has like a little bit of a sugar coating on the outside, which is great. Which also helps it not stick together. I think it's probably like a cornstarch and sugar coating to it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because a lot of the reviews that I've seen have been talking about how the gummies all form one clump. Love a vitamin C gummy. Love any kind of vitamin that's fun and easy to eat. And I know some people can't swallow pills. I can swallow pills.
The weirdest brag you've ever done. And you've done a lot of very
so that's odd. Not it's not the issue. It's just like when you have a fun gummy or like a melatonin gummy, a vitamin C gummy, it's more funny. I am very, I don't know, I want to hear about your relationship to vitamin C gummies, but I also want to hear about your relationship to doses or dosages of vitamins, because I'm such a I love a rule. I love the rules. I'm a stickler for the rules. And so if my doctor says, don't take more than, you know, blank milligrams of this, I'm like, okay, you're right. You're right. And I don't do that. And so I get scared.
You're the least cool person
normal.
I know.
Well, no, actually, the doctor said 15 milligrams
that's
of
zinc. That's
literally
me. Well,
is
because
a hard
my
limit.
Anxiety, I have health anxiety.
No,
and so
really?
It's like anything that, shut
now
the
I,
fuck up.
Now I've heard everything.
What's talk to me about vitamin C gummies, Alfred? I'm dying to know. I'm literally dying
At
to
least
know
I know the answer to the question, what would it be like to do the show if Riley was drunk? And now I know the answer, because I think it would be a lot like this. My relationship to vitamins.
COVID brain fog. COVID brain
fog. It's just
fog.
The brain, and mine's the concern, and mine is the. We haven't set an intention.
Wait, no, but I want to hear about
okay,
this first
okay,
thing
okay,
before
okay.
we go into the improv.
Okay. Phew, I was scared that we forgot. I was really scared.
No, well, of course.
Just like
attention.
I'm scared about you and your health.
No, you're not. You literally texted me the first day I got COVID, and you said, "Speed it on up." And I said, "What is that supposed
no,
to
what?
Mean?"
And yeah, what was that supposed to mean?
Hospitalizations are on the rise. Get in there, girly.
I don't think I said that.
And I said, "No, I'm feeling okay." And you're like, not for long. Fingers crossed. Emoji.
And then I did do an occult magic ritual to try and get you in hospital. Anyway, I love vitamin C gummies. I was a big gummy vitamin kid. I would chew them up.
That makes
spit
sense.
Spit them out just so I could get to eat them again.
You're lying.
No, that would be disgusting. But not entirely off brand.
Yeah, with your little fucking red Gatorade
fuck
stained
off.
Mouth, like, I love these.
I'm gonna spit them out.
Gummies.
Just like no, I like them a lot. I don't take them anymore. I've graduated.
You get scurvy.
Graduated to swallowables. You know, because I'm a big grown up now. Kind of a grown up guy, much less kind of. Joy.
You have expired Flintstone gummies lining the walls behind
that
you.
That I crunch them. Sometimes you do get a chewable multivitamin or something, and that's fucking gross to me.
I don't like that. I've been taking Zicam.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
And the chewable Zicam is tough.
Oh, it leaves a coating. You know what I mean? Your mouth is kind of like buzzing. Maybe I'm allergic.
Yeah,
you know, it's like this kind of like it gives you this like weird like itching and your
you
throat.
Yeah, it's like the
like,
hives that come
gets
from
tight.
It.
Tight. You
like,
ever feel like your
so
throat
annoying.
Gets so tight? Your lungs are tight. But yeah, I love them. I would eat them every day.
What's your favorite vitamin to take?
My favorite vitamin to take?
Yeah.
Not the B12. Not the B12. I have a B12 that it tastes bad. It's like cherry flavored. But I bought it once and I keep buying it. It's not like I have a huge bottle. I like
get a different B12.
No, but this is the one I take.
You're so sad.
This is my lot in life. This is my sentence.
But this is Alfred's B12. I don't deserve
I go into the store
tasting B12.
And if I try and check out with a different B12, they go, no, not for you.
They punch me in the throat.
And they make me take it.
Should we set an intention?
Yeah.
My favorite vitamin to take is vitamin D because I am vitamin D deficient.
Yeah, vitamin D's nuts.
No. Vitamin D deficient because I'm pale as shit.
Do you think you have the Ligma variant?
Is that the new COVID variant?
Yeah, Ligma balls.
You suck.
Holy shit, I got you. Is that the new? Oh, is that the new variant? So concerned, so genuinely worried.
You're a
Wait,
bully.
Is that the new variant?
You're a bully.
Yeah, it is. Ligma balls.
My intention for this if I feel drunk.
You literally are acting drunk. My intention for this episode.
My intention for this episode. No, you go first. You go first because you've been mean to me, so I'm making you go first.
Okay, this is going to be the cruelest. No. intention. I don't know. What's something like... I think that we should make... you have an idea. Say it. What's your idea?
This is going to be the most forgiving episode.
Oh, wait. That's powerful. Yeah. Let's do that. This is the most forgiving episode.
This is the most forgiving.
This is compassion.
And you can interpret that however you
like. Forgiveness and compassion. And forgiving. Open, warm hearts.
For those who may have hurt us in the past or will hurt us in the next 45 minutes to an hour, I forgive you already.
I forgive those who do unto us, and as also unto them, I forgive.
I forgive the COVID cells raging against my immune system.
I more than forgive them. I lift them up. I lift up those COVID cells. I praise those COVID cells for doing the work that we all wish we could do of destroying you.
And I forgive you for saying that.
And I forgive
and
you.
And I forgive you
and
for
I
feeling that
you.
Way.
And I forgive you for being 5 minutes late to this recording.
You were literally late.
You were literally late. You sound like such a fucking dirt. No, this is forgiveness. This is forgiveness episode.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and do some reviews.
We'll be right back with more apologies.
And we're back. And Alfred, I forgive you.
I forgive you for what you said to me during that break.
I forgive you.
Riley said some truly disgusting things to me during the break. And I just want to say I forgive you for that. I forgive you for all those horrid, horrid things you said.
Alf, I forgive you so much that I'll let you go first.
No, I forgive you even more. You want me to go first? I go first.
You can go first because I forgive you.
Yeah, and I forgive you for letting me go first.
I forgive you so much.
This comes from Stinkum. No. the kind of reviews I find. Okay. This is from NutriCost Vitamin C with Rose Hips. 240 Vitamin C, 1,000 milligram Rose Hips, 25 milligram premium and non-GMO. That's like a Rose Hip flavor.
I got that. From you saying rose hip like 20 times.
And this comes from
yeah, mom.
Amazon customer. So
this comes from Anita COVID test.
Anita COVID test. 5 stars. The best. I've been using this brand for years for our family and my large breed dogs. It's the perfect size and easy to swallow. I have been using this brand for years for our family and my large breed dogs.
And my large breed dogs.
It's the perfect size and easy to swallow.
It seems like the kind of thing you'd advertise on like QVC of like, how can I get the most amount of people to buy this product?
It's perfect for, you know, mom and dad and kids and grandma can even, and if you have a dog, a large breed dog, large breed dogs can take this. Like, they're just pitching to the widest pitch.
Welcome back, loyal customers. Now on the QVC Hour, we have the most incredible product, the most incredible guest. This is a get for the ages. We have Timothy Smimothy. Timothy Smimothy is here to promote his new waffle maker. Okay, I haven't seen a waffle maker this beautiful, this intricate since, I don't know, 2008? Timothy Smimothy, tell our viewers about this waffle maker you brought for us today.
Oh, darling, you are so correct. What we did with this waffle maker is that we reinvented the wheel. And a lot of people will tell you not to reinvent the wheel, but we did. We take a look at the waffle maker that we had for decades, and we turned it on its head. This is a waffle maker that will make waffles.
Okay.
Not just for mom and dad.
No.
Not just for nieces, nephews, cousins, sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws.
What about kids? No.
Absolutely. Kids, you know, stepkids.
I just love the jump from, you know, not just your parents, but also nieces and nephews.
Not just your parents, but also your nieces and nephews can use this, but that's not all. You could put a dog on this.
Sorry?
You could put a dog on this. That's right, folks. Are you listening at home? Your dog could get in on this action. You could make a doggy waffle.
You can put a dog on it?
Yeah, like, you know.
On the what? Like a design?
Sure, if you wanted, we could do that. I mean, we don't really have the technology developed, but honey, I will try anything for you. I'm Timothy Smimothy.
Oh, this is a little unconventional, but we're actually getting some calls.
Let's pipe them through. Timothy Smimothy's got nothing to hide.
Timothy Smimothy, we're taking a call. This is...
Shoot.
Hi, this is Samantha Babantha.
Oh, howdy. I love your name.
Thank you so much. I am from Houston. From Houston, Texas. And
oh, I love Houston. Beautiful country.
Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I'm just calling to ask, you know, I love the rules. I love following rules. Yeah. And you're telling me, you know, it's for parents, it's for kids, it's for nieces, nephews, and maybe dogs. But I just want to double check.
Put your dog on it.
Can my mother eat this? Can my 79-year-old mother make a waffle, have a waffle? Is it also for her? Because, you know, she's living with me now. And we did have her at the home, but there was some stuff going on.
We got her out of there.
My husband wanted to put her there.
Of course he did.
But I forgave him. I forgave him for doing that.
And I'm going to commend you for doing that forgiveness.
Thank you, Mr. Smimothy. So she's living with us now. And I just want to make sure that, you know, because I love your waffle makers. I have the one that you put on the market in 2002. I still have it.
Oh, throw it out. Throw it out.
Well, no, it's been working great.
Trust me, Samantha. You want to throw that. That is garbage trash that you are owning.
Oh, Mr. Smimothy, don't talk about
it. I'm not even joking.
There
was a defect. There was a defect. That will burn your house down. You got to get a new one. And why not this one? This one is a brand new model. It has been double, triple, quadruple safety tested. There is no way in hell this is burning anybody's house down. Now, let me go back a little bit to your question, your specific question from earlier about whether or not.
I want my mother to be included.
Your mother not only can eat this, I will go so far as to say she must eat this if you want to keep her alive.
What?
If you want to keep her alive and well and healthy and lie that's 70 years old, she needs to be eating a waffle a day. 79. My God, she's getting older by the minute, huh, Samantha? No, but in all seriousness, a waffle a day keeps the doctor away. That's what I always learned growing up.
Oh, my God.
Get your mom on this. Mr. Smimothy,
I will Alrighty. Feed my mother nothing but Smimothy waffles. Thank you. I can't thank you enough for saving
Alrighty.
My mama.
She's
thank
gonna
you
live
so
forever.
Much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
God bless you.
Oh. God bless you.
Wow.
I love
that
her.
That was such a moving
phone call. She had a powerful aura.
She did, and we are getting the numbers are going up. We are
pipe
seeing
them in.
A huge,
pipe them in. Let Timothy
huge
let
uptick
Timothy
in sales. Oh my
spread
God.
Spread the word. Come on, pipe them in.
Okay, we have another call. Are you ready? My God, sorry, these are flying off the shelves.
Oh,
we are
I was
just
born ready. Pipe it in.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, Mr. Smithy. This is Alexa. I'm not going to give you my last name on national television.
Housework at Amazon. I'm just messing with you, Alexa. What can we do for you?
That's very funny. No, I am a doctor. I'm
a
general practitioner.
A lot of debt,
thank you
I
so
bet.
Much. Well, actually, I'm doing, not to brag, I'm doing quite well for myself.
Did you
the
hear
family
that?
And I just got back from a
trip.
Oh,
everybody at home, listen to
Turks
this. We got a rich person on the phone. Let's just take a look at what she says and just take that with a grain of salt, because maybe she has an agenda. Maybe she's been paid off by
no,
Big Pharma.
No, I have no agenda, Mr.
Smithy.
Who's going
to tell you Big Pharma wants you to think that actual pharmaceuticals are the solution to your problem, not a waffle maker made by a very, very suspicious looking man. Okay, now finish your thought. You're a doctor. Go ahead. Spread your word.
It's not my word.
No,
it
your
is
opinion.
Just scientific
one,
fact.
One person's opinion. Go ahead and tell us.
The scientific fact is that you cannot possibly be making claims like this on national public television.
Oh, honey, I just did.
That people's elderly parents should be eating them and they will save their lives and have them live forever.
Get your mom
that
on
is
this. Get
wildly
your
irresponsible.
Get your great grandma on
it's
this.
It's fine to say, oh, have the whole family join in.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, as a doctor, I promise you that a waffle a day certainly will not keep the doctor away. A waffle a day will get you into my office sooner than you'd like to be. So I had to do my due diligence and pop on here to say that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You ever eat a waffle?
Yes.
Hypocrite. Hang up on her.
And she's gone. Wow. I have not felt a rush like this in years, Mr. Smithy.
Leaning off camera. Can we vet these calls a little bit better? Can we get some, a little bit extra vetting in here? There's a lot of haters out there. Okay? There's a lot of haters.
We pick up first call first serve.
Well, maybe we should do some vetting. Maybe we should talk about doing some vetting. So. Anyway, let's pipe someone else in. Let's get another caller in here.
Okay, well, I just want to say...
I want to get that bad taste
already,
out of my mouth.
Your waffle makers are flying off the shelves faster than I've ever
seen. How many
seen.
We
you
sold?
Have already sold?
How many we sold?
100,000
100,000
units.
Not enough. That's what I say. Let's make it 20,000, 30,000. Come on, let's get these waffle makers flying off these damn shelves. Come on now. Come on now.
Okay, we have our next caller. Here we go. You
pipe
ready?
Pipe him in. I'm almost born ready for it. Come on.
I'm on. I'm on now. Hello. Is this Mr. Smithy? No, dude, I'm literally on right now. I swear to God. Is this Mr. Smithy?
Yeah, it is Mr. Smithy. Mr. Smithy pulls out a laptop, just sort of starts typing. Yeah, you're speaking to Mr. Smithy. What can I do for you, young man?
Oh, what can you do first? Oh my god. You can do some. What can you do? Oh my god, are you talking about shit on television right now?
Young man,
my god, this is so
young
embarrassing.
Man, young man. Young man. Can I ask you a question?
Oh, shut up.
Can I ask you a
question?
What you want to do when you grow up?
What do I want to do? Oh my god, he's obsessed with talking about shit, you guys. Oh my god.
What do you know? I'm serious, son. Tell me, what do you want to do?
I want to be a sports lawyer.
You want to be a sports lawyer?
Yeah.
You know how you do that? You got to go to school. You got to take a lot of classes.
Yeah,
for that.
Obviously I know.
You do well in school right now?
I do fine. Like I play football, and so it's like I want to like represent people like me who are awesome and kick ass.
He's still typing on the laptop. That's interesting. Play football. Right. So you want to do better in school? Yeah.
Well, I'm doing fine.
What do you want to do better?
Like, honestly, well, it's like I would. It's not a fault. It's not an issue of me not doing better. It's just like Mr. Brown like could literally eat my nuts. Like, he's just an unfair teacher, and he grades really hard.
Can
so
I give
it's
you a
like,
piece of advice?
Yeah.
Eat a waffle.
What?
If you eat a waffle, people like you more. That's a guaranteed fact. That's from the words of Mr. Smithy himself.
Oh. I mean, I have an Eggo, like, all the time. Like, if I'm hungry, I'll just grab an Eggo from the freezer. And
Charlie H. Wilson just did a quick little reverse lookup on your phone number here,
what
son.
What the fuck?
Yeah, just a little trace on this call, found your IP address, and there were some unsavory things. There are some unsavory things in this boy's search history that I think his mother would like to see. So, young man, if you want me to not select all, Control C, Control V, into an email to your mother, Miss Barbara Wilson. I have her phone number right here.
Mr. Timothy, I have to interject.
You're going to go ahead and buy 10 of my goddamn waffle makers, and you're going to start paying attention in school, and you're never going to do no more crank calls a day in your life.
Okay, I'm sorry. Don't tell my mom. Don't tell my mom, please. Well, don't tell my mom.
Buy enough waffle makers, I just might. All right.
They're so expensive.
I know, that's because they work, son. They work. Something you should learn about, working. Do a little work.
Mom!
But hey, son, I just want to say, if he's still listening out there, I just want to say...
He's gone. He did
yeah, but
up.
He might still be listening, watching the show. I forgive you, son. A lot of people are wondering, how could you be so cruel to a young boy like that? And the answer is that I used to be him. I used to do crank calls too, till I discovered waffle makers. Changed my life from the ground up that day when I first stumbled into that witch's hut. Anyway, let's take another caller.
I am just getting a message. I'm getting a message from our from our producers. We actually have to wrap this up. We actually have to wrap this up, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but the producers are telling me that we have to bring in our next entrepreneur.
Oh,
so, Mr. Timothy, thank you. Whoa, excuse me.
How many waffle makers have we sold?
I mean, we have sold upwards of 50,000.
Honey, you give me 10 more minutes, we get that up to 100,000. 200,000. You just give me some more time to preach the word.
Mr. Timothy, I am. Listen, please don't shoot the messenger. I am.
Bang! I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's a fake gun. It's a fake gun. It's a fake gun. Everybody, kill the hell out. Oh! Y'all are unserious. You are not serious people. Let me sell my waffle maker.
Quirky St. Clair on QVC.
Truly.
Oh my god. I forgive you.
A dime for your thoughts.
A dime for your dreams.
Midnight at the Oasis.
A little waiting for Guffin for you out there. How about we take a little tiny, teeny, itty bitty break? Little tiny guy.
I've got to go to the little take a shit room. What if that's how I went to the
we'll
bathroom?
Be back. I'll forgive you later.
I don't
know.
Wait, everybody, I don't actually need to do that. That was just like a bit I was doing.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. And Alf, I forgive you.
Woo! Light a match in there.
They're disgusting, but I forgive you.
Whoa! Somebody stop me. Smoke it.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna
okay,
this next
mask.
Whatever. No,
mask
just so you know, whatever scene that comes from this review, I'm gonna be
gonna do it as
I'm gonna
mask?
Be the mask in it. Just so you know. So like prepare yourself for that mentally. I will be the mask in this scene.
Okay, hold on. I have to decide.
Decisions.
Okay. This is 4. Vitamin C 1000 milligram gummies for adults and kids, multivitamin with zinc and herbal extracts for immune support and collagen Ooh. Support for skin. Orange flavor, gluten-free, non-GMO, vegetarian 45 gummies. 4 stars.
From who?
From Heidi, no last name.
Heidi, that COVID test from your friends and go to the party anyway.
Which we do not advise you to ever do. Heidi, that COVID test from your friends and go to the party anyway. 4 stars. W, this is the title. W, easy to chew, good flavor, as long as you like creamsicles. Orange cream was never my favorite flavor in anything, but these are pretty good.
Orange cream.
Orange cream was never my favorite flavor in anything. These are pretty good.
How many different orange cream flavored things are there?
And why do we need to know? I guess that's helpful. It's like, I don't like orange cream, but I like this. But I love that it's like of everything. It's like her whole childhood up till now. It's like,
Orange cream is never, in anything, I've never liked orange cream.
It's a job interview. Come in. Come in.
Thank you so much for seeing me. Yeah. I know that your schedule is probably incredibly busy, so to pencil me in, it's just a dream.
This company, we're dreamers. We believe in taking a chance on folks. So I really, you know, your resume came across my desk. I thought there's something special about this one. So,
oh, my pleasure God. To meet well, you. I feel the same Heidi? About your company.
Heidi, was it?
Heidi, yes.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
You can just call me Eddie. Nice
to... Oh, gosh. Thank Mr. Thompson. Eddie.
Eddie, please, please.
Well, that's, you know, something that I really loved about coming into this company and even just walking through the hallways. Everyone's so just like friendly.
Attractive. Yes.
And casual.
Yes, yes.
Sorry?
No, yes. They're very friendly. It's a very friendly, casual environment. We try and foster that here. You know, I mean, it's there's a lot of toxic stuff out there about families,
yes. Oh.
You know, and about
well, that's ex- folks. About families.
Well, and about like this is oh, we're a family here at this workplace. We're,
oh, exactly.
And I,
yes.
You know, and I don't want to say that because that's bad. But in a way, we take care of each other here. We care about each other here. We hang on to each other for dear life. So I just want to say that you know, if you ended up here someday, now or later, you would be taken care of. So. Just to get that out of the way. Can I ask what made you, you know, I said what I, what, you know, my eye was drawn to your resume, but what were, what made you so interested in applying?
Well, I will, like I was saying before, what drew me to your company is the kindness and the casualness. Almost said casualty. Hope no one's died here.
Well,
hmm?
Yes. Yeah, the casualness. You were drawn.
You said, "Well,
yes." You were drawn to the casualness.
Yes, yes. My old company I was at,
which was
when I was Staples. I worked at the corporate Staples, and it just, I don't know. It just it was so formal.
Yes.
You'd think for a company that has like back to school, let's get it going. Let's reuse these markers and
yes,
create something
the markers,
beautiful.
Yes. You, yeah. Yeah, you ever come
that
across
you think that,
Tom?
So, oh, sorry. It's just that you asked me what why I was interested in your
sorry,
company,
yeah.
So I thought you were going to let me talk.
No, well, we just kind of have a casual flow of conversation. It's something that's very important to us
right,
here.
Right,
so it's sort of like
oh,
not kind of such an explicit, like, you take a turn, I take a turn.
Well, that's so funny. That's
flow.
Actually exactly what they said at Staples.
Right.
And the meetings would be like, my turn to talk. And then no one would be allowed to utter a word
allowed,
until
so.
The other person said, my turn. And so it would go back and forth.
Yeah, and I bet that was not easy.
No, it really wasn't because it made you feel
that wasn't easy.
Shut down. Oh,
that wasn't.
Yeah.
You didn't get it the first time, did you? Are you always
no?
This
slow? I really thought that your empathy was coming through. Of like, oh, that must have been really
well.
Hard
it was,
for
but
you.
It was doing it in a joking way. So
yeah, but it wasn't easy.
Tell
like
me,
the button.
Tell me, what about your experience at Staples corporate? And it makes you feel that you're qualified to be a taste tester. You know, I mean, you know, we always say in the business, you know, skills are transferable or not. You know, who gives a hoot? But I want to know what makes you think you're qualified. Because a lot of people, well, you're coming in here with no taste testing experience kind of explicitly, people are going to look down on that. People are going to give you a hard time. So I want to know that you can, you know, back against the wall, you can fight back, you know?
Well, Mr. Thompson, Eddie.
Call me Ed.
Ed.
Shorten
Ed,
it even
Ed or
more.
Eddie, which one's?
Hey,
okay.
How about this? Ed, and Eddie.
Oh, I like the show.
My kids love that.
My kids are a little scared. They're a little frightened.
That's healthy.
They think it's a little intense.
That's healthy. My kids are very, very frightening. They're not afraid of anything. And I mean
your
that.
Your kids are frightening?
Yes. Yes. I have never seen my children scared. Which to me is terrifying. But you were saying you think you're qualified to be a taste tester.
Yes, while I don't have any, like you said, you know, tangible on the resume experience, I am but a human being. I do taste a lot of food. And I would say that I really wanted to go to culinary school before I entered corporate America. You know, I really wanted to go to culinary school. And Mr. Thompson, Eddie? Sir?
Oh, sorry. I fell asleep. That was quite a boring story.
That's very offensive. You asked me why I feel like I'm qualified to work here at Tasty as a taste tester.
Well, that was a test and you passed. I was not sleeping, for real. But the next test, let's just cut the BS out of it. I want to bring you down. This is not my department. I'm just Ed at the head, that's what they call me. But I want to introduce you to somebody who's going to take you through what this really is about. You know, see your palate, analyze your palate.
What this really is about? What, the job or the interview?
Right, no, the job. Well, both, really. This was just kind of a culture fit interview. And let me just say, you passed.
Oh, I really did not think I did because you seemed incredibly bored.
Well, no, I have a horrible personality that people don't like. And it's really about if you have the patience to deal with me, the CEO, then you probably are going to be fine. So let me introduce you.
To be fair, I am also terrified of you because I'm in a position right now. There's a hierarchical thing happening where, you know, I am beneath you in a way right now.
Yes.
And so, of course, I'm going to be very polite and very understanding and very.
Yes.
So you. Okay.
But not everyone is. Some folks come in here and they fight me. Really fight me with their fists. And everything.
Physically.
Yes. I'm going to introduce you to somebody now.
Hire them?
Yep. I'm going to go ahead and introduce you. This is Dr. Margaret Fitz. Margaret Fitz. She is the head of Tasteology here at the company. She knows all the ins and outs. And I think you're really going to get along. And I'll let her take you down to the lab. Hi. Pleasure to meet you, Margaret.
Oh my god, you seem so refreshingly normal.
Yes.
Hi.
And just so
Margaret,
you know,
Dr. Margaret, I'm Heidi.
Thank you, Eddie. We'll see you later. Thank you, Eddie. All right. just so you know, Tasteology is not a real word.
Yes, no, it's very much not.
Yes, so.
God, thank you. You seem like the first normal person I've met since I walked into this building.
Oh, well.
Oh my god.
There's more than
me. How do you survive here?
I think we all just have our unique coping mechanisms in getting by, but I think really we're all able to put aside our individual quirks for the work. The work is what's important here, and we're doing real work and important work that matters.
You know what? I thought that, you know, when I watched your guys' latest video, I'm sorry, I'm such a fan.
Oh, you like our videos.
And I love watching. Yes. And
you let let your children watch.
Well, of course, we know that the most recent one that you guys put out, the how to stuff a turkey with 10 kinds of M&Ms, put it in an air fryer, mix it with a little bit of miso, and then put it on a stick of marshmallows, which I don't know how you got the marshmallows to be in a stick.
Mommy was incredible.
I believe it, and it was so ingenious. And then when you just put it under a car and you ran the car over it.
The car over it, yes.
I thought that was unexpected.
Well,
and so the work you're doing is incredibly important, and so I think that's absolutely right that you guys are putting your differences aside.
Thank you so much. Would you like to just get started here?
What?
Well, on the test, or do you feel like you want to... Do you need some time to clear your palate, refresh your notes, or are you ready to get going?
Oh, I wasn't aware. I mean, certainly I can.
Eddie didn't tell you there was a test?
Eddie told me that his kids have never been scared of anything and that he physically frights people in the office.
Those are both true. Those are both true facts.
Anything about any kind of test, but I should have been prepared. God, Heidi, I am more than ready to start the test.
You know, sometimes people come down from his office to take the test, and I give them the food, and I say, what are you tasting? And they just keep going, blood, 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 because he's knocked some of their teeth out.
Right. You don't have to worry about that with me. My palate is clean as a
whistle. Well, and to be clear, I just want to make sure that we don't get our wires crossed. They always start it. Eddie never starts it. Eddie's a good guy, really, deep down. He's never started one of those fights, but he'll end them.
Okay.
Would you... Okay, so what we have here is 4 samples. Okay.
Oh, beautiful.
What we've done is we have a rice cracker. It's a very neutral base. And
love
on
it.
Each of those, we have placed certain aromatics and flavor compounds, and all you need to do for crackers, identify prevailing.
What's amazing is that you can't actually see. It just looks like four crackers.
It just looks like four crackers, but what's on there is a microscopic aromatic compound that will give you a flavor.
Okay, well, I will start with the plain, what I can imagine is a plain, they all look the same. I'm going to start with the first one.
Okay.
Yep, that is a plain cracker.
Yes, okay. You pass the test. The next three have aromatic compounds at a molecular level.
Okay. Can I just pop the whole thing in or?
Whatever your method is your method.
We're going to go for the whole thing. Why not? Just to get the full burst of flavor in there.
Okay. Write something down.
Pops it in. What did you write down?
I wrote down that you put the whole thing in your mouth.
Okay. Pops it in. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Holy Jesus Christ. Jesus H. Christ. That is so hot. This is the hottest thing I've ever experienced in my entire, oh my God, devil's ass in my face. I want to kill my family. What did you do? What did you put on this?
Yes, very good.
I want to end everything around me, including myself.
Uh-huh.
This is so hot.
Right, right, right.
I can see God. I can see Satan. I can see the core of the universe. I can see the heavens and hell. I can see everything I've ever done, everything I will ever do. This is the hot. This is spicy. Is what it is.
Okay, correct. That one was the spicy chip.
Can I?
I was scared for a minute you weren't going to get it. We went a lot of places.
What is that? Cayenne?
Yes, correct. Cayenne. Okay, bonus point. Okay. Correctly identified. We went a lot of places. That was a circuitous route. Chip number three.
Chip number three.
If you will.
Wow. Oh my God. That's so sweet.
Right?
Oh my God, stop it. This is... I'm at my prom. I'm homecoming queen. I'm prom queen. I'm all the queens. I'm winter formal queen. I'm spring fling queen. I'm getting kissed by so many men. Oh my God, they all want me to marry them? But I can't. I can only take one husband unless. No, that'd be crazy. But, oh my God, maybe I could run away with you. You want to run away to Arizona? Because that's hot, but we can do that because we're together. This is really sweet. What is that? Is that like kind of like artificial cherry?
Oh, so close. Peach.
No. Peach! No, but it was a stone fruit. It's a stone fruit.
It is a stone fruit, so you get half a point, but you're really going to need to crush this third one if you want to pass, because you have the bonus point from the first one and
God,
the half
that was so
point.
Sweet.
Yes, it was peach, though. You really weren't getting peach?
Now, you know what? Now that you mention it, I think the wires got crossed. Now I do taste peach.
That's unfortunate,
I do taste peach
though,
now.
That you didn't get it. And was...
Well, I did get stone fruit.
Can I ask, was this a memory? Or was this made up? What you were experiencing, was that a sense memory?
At this point, can I be honest with you? At this point, I can't tell the difference. With what I'm tasting, I really can't tell if any of these happened to me or if I'm making it up.
Complete disconnect from reality at second chip. All right, third chip, or fourth chip, sorry.
Fourth chip.
It's confusing because the first one's the plane.
It's okay. I forgive you. With chip. Again, we're just going to pop the whole thing in.
Thank you.
Pops it in. You bitch. You absolute crazy bitch. Oh. Who the hell do you think you are? Getting that promotion over me? Getting the ski house. Oh, you think you're so fucking fancy? You think you're so better than everyone? Oh, you're better than everyone, Becky, aren't you? Aren't you? Well, I'll tell you what. You got your hair dyed last week, and I think it looks brassy now. Yeah, they didn't do too good of a job. They didn't put enough toner in there to make sure it looked good.
Oh, you think your kids are getting to the best schools? They're not smart enough. I've seen them. Even just like the way they are, you can tell. And don't get it twisted, girlfriend. You're not skinnier than I am. We're the same size. Yeah. So don't be walking around here being like, oh, I'm so tiny. We're the same. And also, even if you were skinnier than me, it wouldn't matter. You're so obsessed with your body. But you're just a bitch. This is very sour. I'm kind of getting like a little lemon lime. Okay.
Well, that's two flavors. I'm going to need you to be specific.
It's not like a Sprite, like lemon lime kind of thing. I'm going to go with, it's going to be controversial. I'm going with lime. Oh. This is a lime chip. I mean lemon. It's lemon.
Oh, you
it's
poor
lemon.
Thing. That was a fake no. out. It was Sierra Mist. We dipped that one in Sierra Mist.
No, please. Give
no,
me another chance.
You don't
chance.
Get
give
the job.
Chance.
You don't get the job. No. You have to go home. I'm sorry. No. Yes, you do not.
But I feel like I'm a
hey.
Different person.
Hey.
How could I go home now?
Hey. Before you go, here's your consolation prize. We're going to give you a bag of the peach chips, the ones that I think nearly brought you to climax here in my laboratory. So, here are a bag of these. Hopefully, these cheer you up. Don't eat
Will
more
these
than
be put on the market.
Don't eat more than one at once. Really bad can happen.
Will these be put on the market?
Absolutely not.
Soon?
They are psychoactive.
Could I come back and get another stash?
If you're good, well,
I will be. I'll be so good. I'll be. I'm sorry for calling you a bitch. It
yeah,
was. I don't
okay.
know what's happening.
Most people
to
do.
Me.
Most people do when they eat the third, the fourth, the chip. The sour chip. Most people.
The
do.
Chip. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. I'm.
I take
I'm
another
hey,
one of the peach chips on the way out.
I forgive you for the bitch thing.
I forgive you. I take a peach chip. Everyone needs to leave the room.
No, you're leaving. No, you're leaving the room. We are not. No.
I forgive you.
I forgive you. That was Cher. Cher sang that one.
I forgive you. That was nothing. Do you want to go next?
It was actually nothing.
That was actually nobody. That was nobody. That was nothing. I forgive you. Do an impression of no one you've ever met or seen.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I don't think I really need this. That was a guy I don't know. Now you do one.
Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. When the window washers come, I'm gonna have to put the game on hold. That was somebody I've never met.
Oh, wow. Now I'm going to do a different one. This one, mine, okay. is this one's going to be someone famous that I don't know.
Okay.
Remember me from the 90s. The 90s. That was someone
oh
famous from the 90s that we've never heard of.
Okay, I'm going to do kind of an oldie but a goodie.
Okay.
This is someone who was really big in like the 60s, 70s, like
okay.
Summer of Love.
Okay.
Ready? Whoa. The chicken tenders that aren't organic cost less than?
That was...
And that was someone who...
We've never
was,
heard of.
Went, played at Woodstock, maybe.
This is... Okay, this is...
We don't know.
Okay, this one is going to be... This is a guy who landed on the moon, but it wasn't Neil Armstrong, so nobody remembers his name.
Okay.
This is one small step for Doug.
Oh, his name's Doug.
And that's about it.
Okay, this is a professor who like believes that they have the cure for cancer, but
oh.
no one knows who they are
oh.
because they just kind of did it out of like a home lab kind of situation. This could change everything.
Okay, this is a guy. This is a guy who PA'd on Forrest Gump. Yeah, he was a really nice guy, but kind of aloof.
We need to take a break. We're back. Oh my god. Do you want to do one more review?
Yeah, I guess I can do this. It's for the same one as before.
You're so sad.
This one.
I forgive you.
This one's from Wanda Y.
Wanda Y?
Yes.
Fuck. One, hold on.
Oh, Wanda, I'm holding.
Wanda, why my COVID test has two lines on it? It's because it's positive.
This is from Wanda, why my COVID test has two lines on it? It's because it's positive. 5 stars. Can't get the lid off. Had to open with a hammer. And then it's a picture. Of someone smashed a bottle with a hammer, and then the text of the review is, couldn't get the lid off. Couldn't get the lid off. Had to smash it with a hammer. Couldn't get the lid
at
off.
Police station interrogation room. All right. Miss Towns, you obviously know why you're here. You drove into the nail salon. Thank God no one was hurt, but obviously we do have to bring you in here for questioning because we did not find any toxins, any alcohol, any drugs in your system, and you're only 32 years old. Your eyesight is very good, and you don't have anything else on your record to can indicate that anything would be an issue.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear a question in there.
I guess the question is, why did you drive into the nail salon yesterday at 4:15 p.m.?
Why did I drive into the nail salon yesterday at 4 p.m.?
And you didn't even reverse. You were going 38 miles per hour into this nail salon.
I mean, I should probably wait for a lawyer.
Probably, but we'd really rather, it would be a lot faster if you just answered it now.
I feel like you're tricking me, but I will do it.
It's not a trick.
Okay, I'll tell you why.
Great.
Have you ever been somewhere?
You're not gonna tell
me. No, I might. Right, I might. Have you ever been somewhere?
You might or you will.
You ever been somewhere?
Yep.
And the door.
I have. No.
Says push. But it's actually a pull. And so you,
yeah, it's human error.
Stand there for 10 seconds pushing a pull door. And then
you feel kind of silly.
And then you finally remember, oh, I'm supposed to pull it.
Yes, I have been in that position.
Even though it says push, it's actually a pull.
Yes.
And you're just supposed to know that.
Well, sometimes I think it's just a human error. They put the wrong
so imagine
sticker on the door.
If you're pushing on the door.
Yeah.
And instead of realizing that it's actually pull, you get in your car and you drive through the door to get in to your appointment.
I don't have to imagine that because that's what you did.
Right. And you agree.
Again, can you see? No. I don't agree. No. I was going to. Can you see?
No.
The unbelievable jump from maybe trying to push.
Yes.
Or trying to pull or even knocking on the window. That's because there are people so in there. You could have knocked and been like, hey. And you kind of made the sign with your hands.
I couldn't open the door. And I had to get in there for a nail appointment.
You could have called them. You could have knocked on the window.
Well, if
you didn't,
if coulds were apples, I'd be in the Garden of Eden. But I didn't, did I? I did drive through the door. And I think the question is now, what are we going to do about it?
We're going to arrest you.
Oh.
You have been arrested. We're
oh,
going to
really?
Book you, probably.
Oh, okay, yes. Sure, sure you will. No idea who my father is.
I have no idea who your
really?
Father is. Who is your father?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know who my father is?
No, I could not.
Look at the top
I don't
of your
know
sheet.
Who you are.
Look at the top of your sheet. My name that you said when I first walked in here.
Katie Towns.
Katie Towns. My yeah. father, Mr. Towns of the titular town.
No way.
Yes.
Your father is... It's Mr. I'm so sorry. I didn't put
Mr.
it together.
Town. Mr. Town. Yeah, he is.
Mr. Town. Can I ask why the plural on your last name then?
Because there's two now.
He was the only one, and now there's two towns.
Sorry?
He was the only town, and...
He was the only one?
Yes.
What do you mean he was the only one?
He was the only person with the last name Town, and then he had me, his daughter, and so he changed it to Towns. Because now there's two of us.
Okay.
So I think I'll be... You can leave the Bentley out back for me.
It's fully busted.
Where's my good Bentley?
You drove what I imagine is your good Bentley into the nail salon.
Well, then I'll have to take the bad Bentley.
You will not be taking anything anywhere. The most we could do, I'm so sorry to do this, Miss Towns.
Bark
for me. You can make a call.
Like a little dog.
What I can suggest, Ms. Towns, is that you make a call to your father, and he can maybe try and rustle things up. But right now, I can't.
The last thing you want, young man, and you are rather young.
I believe we're the same age.
And you are rather young.
We're both, I would probably say, around early 30s.
To call my father. But I will if you require. If that's what it will take for you to get my bad Bentley and bark like a bitch.
You definitely will not be leaving here anytime soon. I do not want to get on your father's bad side, but I feel like from what you've done and the things you're saying, the way you're acting, that is the path that you're going to need to take.
Okay. Ring, ring, Daddy.
Hello.
Daddy, there's some very awful things happening to me down at the police station.
Baby girl, what's happening? Why are you down there in the clink with a bunch of pigs?
They arrested me.
What? You're my little darling girl.
I tried to tell them that, but they won't listen. Would you like to speak to the sergeant yourself?
I would love nothing more than to speak to the sergeant.
Well, give me a
myself.
Moment and I'll thrust the phone at him.
Thrust. Oh my god, he wants to talk to me. Oh my god. Hello? Hello?
So, you know what? Actually, put me on speaker. Let's make this a group conversation.
Tear him a new one, Dad.
He wants to be put on speaker. Okay.
Rip his ass out.
Hello, Mr. Town.
Towns. I changed my name because I had a child.
There's two of us now.
And the missus, she didn't get that same perk. So even when I got married and she took my last name, we were still Town.
Because
we went out on the town.
And the sanctity of marriage made you the union of two into one.
Yes.
Okay, that's beautiful and strange. Mr. Towns.
Thank you.
Towns. Your daughter.
I don't need to know what she did. I don't need to know.
I hit a store with the Bentley. That's all I did.
Well, it's less that she hit a store. She kind of penetrated a store.
Semantics, Watson. Listen to Papa.
Yeah, that's my girl. My girl breaks glass ceilings and she also breaks glass walls.
I'm gonna be the first person ever to get away with it.
Yes, you are, baby. I'll make sure of it. So you're saying my daughter allegedly.
Oh, it's not alleged, Papa. I did the damn thing.
Okay, my sweet baby girl. She went and did the damn thing. She drove through a nail salon. So what?
So what? It's destruction of private property. Potential manslaughter.
Was anybody hurt?
Well, no, but... Okay, no buts! No buts! No, but there it's going to cost countless. I mean, I don't know how the place can pay
Dr.
for the repairs. Dr.
Watson, here's the deal. Either you let me go, or Papa is going to destroy your private property.
You heard that right, Sergeant. If you don't let my little innocent girl go, I'm going to destroy your private property.
So get out of my way.
This is
before.
The thing is, I could get in trouble. I could get in huge trouble. I could get fired.
3 seconds till I shoot you in the balls.
You have a gun? I thought we took that away.
I'm gonna use your gun.
No, there's no way you're gonna use my gun.
You think you can stop me?
No one can stop her. She drove through us alone.
I grab his gun. What now, officer?
Oh my god, oh my god.
Did you get it?
Okay. You're free to go.
Wait, you still didn't bark.
Oh, honey. He's gotta bark. Yes, sir, you gotta bark for my girl.
Bark for me.
I'm letting you go. You have my gun. Please just get out of here so I can go on with my... Oh, my... Bark.
Dogs don't say bark in a human voice. They go...
Have you ever heard a dog say bark? You've never heard have you?
Bark for me, Dr. Watson.
Arf.
They don't say arf either. And they don't say woof before we get there. Just make a bark for
Listen, man, it's not that hard. If you just go like, that's all she wants.
Good
she's
one, Daddy. That was a good bark.
She's always wanted a dog, but she's never been responsible
enough. I would hurt it.
She would. It's not only that she wouldn't feed it, but she would actively hurt
the
thing.
We'd all wonder whether it was on purpose.
It would be.
We'd never know.
We would know.
We wouldn't know. Good boy.
Please go.
Here's your gun back. I don't want it. It's not even the good one. I'll have a better
Sweetie.
Gun in the bench.
You get out of there. You come home. I'm going to make you the most delicious waffle you've ever had in your life.
Oh, waffles?
Yeah. I got the latest Timothy Smimothy model waffle maker.
Oh, I've heard excellent things about that one.
Get out of the station,
okay,
my God!
You are such a wet blanket. Would you like a waffle? Would you like to come?
I feel like if I say no, I'm gonna get shot.
You might.
I'll come.
Not invited, bitch. Speeds away.
drives into the station
reverses.
And out.
Yeah. Should we do our last segment?
Yeah, you know what? I forgive her.
She's just a girl. You know? She's but a kid.
She's but a 32-year-old child. Let's do our last segment.
This shook me all
week. What's been shaking your ass?
No, you're going first.
Okay. Since I have had COVID, I wanted to start watching just like mindless reality TV.
Awesome.
And so a show that I started, I'm not doing Real Housewives this go around with COVID. What I am doing, I'm getting into Vanderpump Rules. I'm getting into I'd never seen that show before, and now I'm a season in.
Oh, wow.
And it's also amazing to start a reality TV show that began in the year 2011.
Because it makes 2011 feel like 1999.
My God, have we changed.
I know. The first I tried to rewatch like the first season of Real Housewives of New York, even.
Mm-hmm.
And
It's a different time.
It's like not, I don't want to say unwatchable, but it is genuinely disquieting. Like it is so,
it's shocking.
The things they say and do are so uncomfortable. The things they consider like fashionable, like
yes.
The clothes they wear and they're like, wait, this is kind of serving. And it's like
yeah.
Eight fucking tank tops on top of each other. Like
and the makeup, like yeah. The heavy, heavy handed. And but especially just like the language, just like I've never... It's just the way that everybody, I don't know, just like two women hanging out at the back of the restaurant and then they hug each other because they're crying and then they go, oh, if someone sees us, they're going to think we're a couple of lesbos. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
That's interesting because you, that's like how you me normally. So I'm kind of.
No, it's not.
It's weird that you're Alf, suddenly what's been,
anyway,
having an issue.
Vanderpump Rules is fantastic. I cannot stop watching it. It's amazing. It's amazing. Alf, what's new with you?
It's amazeballs.
What is new with me? What is new with me?
Oh, is it hot there?
It's hot here. I've been watching a Apple TV nature show from a couple years ago, Earth at Night, and they have these like special cameras that make it so that they can see in color even at night. And it's really
such
cool.
A loser.
No, it's really cool because
no,
you get to
that's
see,
the kind of shit I would watch.
You get
that
to
sounds
see
awesome.
Like a bear.
Like a bug.
You can see a little bug get eaten.
You get to watch a little bug.
And it's like, and my favorite part of it is at the end, they do these little like behind the scenes, the making of this episode. And you get to see like some Australian dude like lugging a 8,000-pound camera that's like got the biggest lens you've ever seen because it's
wow.
These incredibly expensive like special cameras yeah. for like seeing color at night. And
that's
and
crazy.
He's like, yeah, we just got to get it up in the tree. And he's like climbing a tree with this thing like strapped to him. It's really
Jesus.
Cool. And I'm like, they must, and you're just watching them and you're like, you must be being eaten alive by mosquitoes right now.
Oh my God, yeah.
But it's super cool and I recommend it if you're like kind of into the planet Earth. It's narrated by Tom Hiddleston as well, which is like,
ooh.
Kind of like, oh.
That's kind of hot.
There was one I was going to watch, and then I saw that it was narrated by Paul Rudd. And I was like, I don't have an issue with Paul Rudd, but like...
Oh, it's tiny. Like, Tiny Planet.
Yeah,
tiny
yeah,
Earth.
Yeah.
I like that. It's good.
I just don't know if I can handle the Paul... It's like, I kind of need it to be a British person. Is that fucked up?
And I... No, I get that. I get that.
It's like,
they know more.
Look at these little guys going at it. I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about.
But if you... Look at these little guys going at it. It's like, oh,
welcome,
well, you're well versed on it.
Ah, Forbidden Planet.
really quick, I want to say just you doing a little lisp of like behind the scenes. That reminded me last night. I watched for the first time in a long time Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Mm.
And my God, what a film! It is so good.
I killed your brother, Reddy.
It's so good and. Just like it was made in 1988, and
that's
like
crazy.
I still can't figure out how they fucking did that. It's incredible. If y'all have not seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit, go watch it. It's on Disney Plus. It's a live action mixed with animation. It's just, it's so good. And no one will be shocked to know that when I saw that for the first time, of course I had a crush on Roger Rabbit. Of course I did.
That's so funny. You have such funny taste.
Because remember, it's like in the movie, everyone's like so shocked that like Jessica genuinely
and
loves
you sort of
Roger.
Saw
like
yourself
Rabbit
as
genuinely...
Jessica Rabbit, a kind of Jessica
no.
Rabbit type.
No.
At six, you were like, "Wait,
no.
Finally, I see myself
Wait.
Represented on screen."
I'm not bad.
Like
I'm just drawn.
I'm just
that
drawn
way.
That way. No, I just like in the movie, everyone's like, "What? How could she be with him?" And I'm like, "I get it."
Roger
I get,
can
she's like,
get
he
it.
Makes, he makes me laugh. And I'm like, he makes me laugh too, mama. I get it.
That's fucking bizarre. I haven't watched it in a long time. I should rewatch.
It's so good. It's so good. And it's also just like, it's my first time, I think, watching it as an adult. Mm. Like my frontal cortex fully formed.
Right. Well, I wouldn't.
And, sorry?
As formed as it's going to be, yeah.
Anyway, it's like there's just little moments that like I didn't get as a kid that I'm getting now. It's very funny. Even just little throwaway things where it's like, it, basically, if you haven't seen it, it's like it's a murder mystery. It's a whodunit. And
kind of like noir, you know what I mean? Like New York.
Yeah,
like.
And someone's asking the detective, they're like, hey, Eddie, you know anything about show business? And then Eddie goes, well, I know that there's no business like it. No business I know. And it just, that really got me. It's such
it's
a
great.
Stupid.
That's great. No, it's great.
It's really good. Oh my God. It's just, it's really good. You gotta watch it. Anyway. You can find Alf. Sorry for that weird little
yeah,
pause.
What the
you can
fuck
find Alf.
Was that? I thought you were gonna go.
You
right
weren't
in.
Saying anything.
I thought
you were gonna. You can find.
I thought
you can
you
find
were
Alf
go
on Instagram
into it.
At Alfred
it
in it. You can find the show on Instagram at ReviewReview, Reddit r/ReviewReview, and Discord on HeadGum @ReviewReview.
dubstep. You can find Riley on twitter.com, now known as xxx.com.
No, just
at Riley and Spa. And on instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley. Oh, wait, I did it backwards. Fuck me. You can find Riley on twitter.com for as long as it lasts, at Riley and Spa. And No, fuck me. Oh, my God. I got the dubstep distracted.
You have COVID.
Let's do it one more time. Dubstep. You can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley Anspa, and on Twitter.com for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week on the show, we are always saying this. We've never stopped saying this. We've been saying it since day one, and we'll be saying it to the day we fucking die. I forgive you.
I forgive you.
And from all of us here at Review Review and at HeadGum Studios in sunny Los Angeles, California, I forgive you.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum original.